In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, amen. Last week, we had a question about the fasting time that we are now. Right. Yeah? And we learned that the fasting time is, how long is it? 43 days. But we said they were 43 days because Moses, the prophet, fasted 40 days. Yes? But why do we pray, why do we fast 43 days, not 40 days? Why? Yani they should be 40 days. And Moses fasted 40 days. But we fast? Huh? 3 days of preparation. Huh? No. There is a very important reason. This is the miracle happened. Did you hear the gospel of today? Huh? What did Jesus say to his disciples in the gospel of today? If you have faith, huh? You can move a mountain. Jesus said that. Did it happen? When did it happen? I tell you the story quickly. One day, there was a Muslim governor. And this Muslim governor was fond of having or hearing debate between different religions. And he had a minister called Isaac, and this minister was Jewish. And he used to attend the debate between the minister and our patriarch or one of the bishops. One day he called the patriarch and he called the minister, to make it very short. And the Jewish was hating the Christians very much. So he wanted to get rid of the Christians. And then he said to the governor, the Muslim governor, you know what? These Christians have a verse. And this verse says, if you have, say it again. Mustard. Yeah? You can move the mountain. Then the minister said to the governor, we have a mountain called El Mukattam, and this mount is very approaching to the city of Cairo. If these Christians, their Christ and their Bible is true, let them move the mountain. If they don't move the mountain, then their Christianity is false and you can kill them, or let them convert it into Islam. And then the governor said, oh, it's a good idea. If these people are right, then they will move the mountain. If they move the mountain, then the city will be bigger and we can have many projects and. If they are false, then I will find a reason to kill them all or to push them to be Muslims. And then he called the patriarch, and the patriarch's name was Amba Abraham. Amba Abraham. And he said, do you have this verse in the Bible? Then the patriarch said, yes, we have it. And then he said, if you are right, then let the mountain of Mukattam move a little bit far from the city. And then Amba Abraham went to the church of St. Mary in a district called Mu'allaqa. St. Mary in Cairo. It was on a hill. And it was very old church. And there was a very big icon to St. Mary. And then he called the people, asked them to fast for 3 days completely without drinking, without eating, without making anything but praying, asked the Lord to help him to move the mountain. And he also spent the 3 days in the church, praying and asking the intercession of the Mother of God. At the end of the 3 days, the Mother of God appeared to Abba Abraham and said to him, "Don't worry. There was a man, his name is Simeon. And you will find him at the wall of the city. When you go out, bring him, catch him, and bring him with you, and he will move the mountain." On Sunday, the patriarch said to Al-Mu'izz al-Din Allah, who was the governor, the Muslim governor, "Come and we will move the mountain." And then after the church liturgy, all the people went to the mountain, and the governor stood, and beside him was beside that the governor was the minister Isaac, the envious man who hated the Christians, and he was waiting back to the result. But then Abba Abraham stood on the other side, and then they started to pray and say, "Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison," like the one that we do on the Good Friday. "Kyrie eleison," and they started to say that, "Lord have mercy." And then Simeon asked the mountain to move, and the mountain moved. When the people were worshipping, the mountain was worshipped. When the people were walking, the mountain was walking. And the governor was terrified, and the minister was very ashamed of himself. And then the governor said, "That's enough, enough, enough. I believe now that your God is the true God, and your Rabbel is true." And then he gave great rewards to the patriarch. As of that day, we fast 3 days in addition of the 40 days of the Advent. That's why we fast 43 days, not 40 days. Taban, the Muslim governor was converted into Christianity, and he went to the monastery, and he spent the rest of his life there, and he was buried in the monastery. Yes? Moses fasted 40 days on the mountain to receive the 10 commandments. And we fast 40 days because we were not there. We were not here last week. And we fast 40 days to receive our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Okay? This miracle, don't forget. If you have faith and you ask God, pray from all your heart, and He will give it to you. If you want to give up any sin, any bad thing, any bad thought, any bad behavior, something, and you pray from all your heart, asking the Lord to help you to overcome your weakness, He will help you to overcome. Yes, Abshoy. What both?
Why do we do like 40?
The 40 days are because we receive the Word of God. Okay? And the 3 days to remember the miracle that the Lord performed and helped His people in the middle of the 11th century, which strengthens our faith. Every time we fast the 3 days, we remember this miracle and say, "Oh Lord, as you strengthened the people in the past, you can strengthen now and receive and accept our fasting and our prayers." You have any question? Thank you for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because we are ready to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, thy in the kingdom, the power, the glory. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.